Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. To Christians, the name Jesus represents salvation. It's a term that shows us the perfect life and the absolute that we ought to be striving for. How does Islam view Jesus Christ, and how does it view Christianity? Today we want to think about what the Quran and what Muhammad said concerning Christ and His teaching. To begin, let's realize that Christianity is not valid to Islam. They would say, the word Christian is not a valid word, for there is no religion of Christianity according to Islam. Harsh statements such as this show us how that at times Muslims will want to befriend Christians, and then at times they will view us as infidels only to get a leg up for Islam and those who believe that faith. You know, there's a lot of contradiction and double talk over Christ and Christianity in the Quran and other writings. For example, in the Quran, in chapter 2, verse 62, Allah allegedly said, "Lo, those who believe in that which was revealed unto thee, Muhammad, and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabaeans, whoever believeth in Allah and the last day and does right, surely their reward is with their Lord, and there shall no fear come upon them, neither shall they grieve." Here we kind of see an all-accepting statement. If Muhammad and his followers do right, Jews, Christians, and Sabaeans, if they all trust God and do right, everybody's going to get a reward. But then we see statements in the Quran and from the teaching of Muhammad which don't often add up to that, like the statement that says Christianity is not a valid word. Well, how do Islam and how do Muslims view Jesus Christ? In the Quran in chapter 2 and verse 87, it is said, "And verily we gave unto Moses the scripture, we caused a train of messengers to follow after him, we gave unto Jesus, the Son of Mary, clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty, and we supported him with the Holy Spirit." And so, when it comes to Jesus, they will say he followed that long train of messengers like Moses, that Allah gave him proof he was a prophet of God and gave him the Holy Spirit. And so, here it's as though Jesus is an inspired prophet of God in the Quran. Now, that would be very important, for the messages of Jesus do not align with the messages of Muhammad and the Quran and its teaching. How does it view Jesus as a prophet? Yeah, just merely a prophet, mainly. Chapter 2 in the Quran, verses 135 and 136, "And they say, be Jews or Christians, then you'll be rightly guided, saying to them, O Muhammad, no. But we follow the religion of Abraham, the upright, and he was not of the idolaters. Say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah, and that which is revealed unto us, and that which was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and that which Moses and Jesus received, and that which is the prophets received from their Lord, we make no distinction between any of them, and unto him we have surrendered." And so, at times it's as though they're saying Christianity and Jesus, they're idolaters. And at times it's as though Jesus and his teaching is following the same train. The only time it differs and it parts from that is when Jesus and his teaching contradicts Islam and the things involved in it. How do they view Jesus? How does the Bible view Jesus? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 18, verse 22, "When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him." Was Jesus just a prophet? His prophecies came true. There's no doubt about that. But he's more than just a prophet. The Bible says in John 1, verses 1 through 3, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. And in him was the light of life, and that life became the light of men." What is Jesus Christ? Oh yes, there's no doubt. He was a great prophet, but he's more than a prophet. He is that eternal Word, the Son of God himself. Islam will say of Jesus, again, that he is a prophet of God. Chapter 2, verse 253, of those messengers, some of whom we've caused to excel, others whom are some unto Allah spoke, while some of them he exalted above others in degree, and we gave Jesus, son of Mary, clear proofs, we supported him with the Holy Spirit. And so, mainly, Jesus is viewed as simply a prophet of Allah. Like Muhammad, he simply spoke the messages of God. The Quran will say of Jesus that Jesus is not eternal, that he was actually created. The similitude of Jesus before Allah, the Quran says, is that of Adam. He, God, created him from dust, then he said to him, be, and he was. Chapter 3, verse 59. And so, how did Jesus come into existence? The Quran says that like creating Adam, God created Jesus from the dust and simply said to him, exist or be, and he was. Well, is that what the Bible says about Jesus, that God created him? Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God said in the beginning, let us make man in our image. Who is that plural personal pronoun, the us and the our? Well, we know it's Jesus. Colossians 1, verse 15 and 16 says of Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created, that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. The Bible does not say Jesus is a created being. The Bible says Jesus is the Creator, that all things were made by him, and that's a stark contrast how Islam views our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, here's another shocking fact. The Quran says that of Jesus there was no death, crucifixion, or resurrection. Listen to chapter 4, verse 157 in the Quran. And because of their saying, we slew the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, Allah's messenger, they slew him not, nor crucified him, but it appeared so unto them. And lo, those who disagree concerning it are in doubt thereof. They have no knowledge thereof save pursuit of a conjecture. They slew him not for certain. Verse 158, but Allah took him up unto himself. Allah was ever mighty and wise. There is not one of the people of the Scripture but will believe in him before his death, and on the day of resurrection, he will be a witness against them. And so, what does the Quran say about Jesus? He did not die. He was not crucified, and he was not resurrected. It only appeared like that. It looked that way. Jesus maybe hid from him. God took him up. But there was no death, crucifixion, or resurrection. And how blasphemous to Christianity and the nature of the gospel. The heart of the gospel is part of the death, burial, and resurrection. Here's what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, Paul said, I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The Bible says, yes, there was a death, there was a burial, there was a resurrection, there are multiple proofs of that. And thus we have, in contradiction to the Bible and the heart and core of the gospel, is Islam. You know, a lot of times you will hear people say Islam and Christianity are friendly, they're from the same God. Friend, that's not true. They are diametrically opposed to one another, and Islam tears out the heart and core, attempts to, of what Christianity is all about. Now, concerning Jesus, again it is said in the Quran, chapter 4, verse 163, we inspire thee as we inspired Noah and the prophets after him, as we inspired Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and Jacob, and the tribes, and listen to this, and Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, Solomon, and as we imparted unto David, the Son. Here we have Islam saying, Jesus was inspired by God. But what does the Bible say about Jesus? Just an inspired prophet? No. The Bible says he's Lord. Psalm 110 verse 1, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Jesus said of Himself in John 8 verse 55, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Here's what's interesting. Islam takes its religion back to Abraham, Ishmael, and the events that occur there. What about Christianity? Jesus said, before Abraham, I already was. I'm not going back to Abraham. I'm going before Abraham. And so it precedes what even Muhammad claimed under Islam itself. And so not just a prophet, Jesus is Lord. He is the Almighty God. You know, the Quran makes a pretty blasphemous statement when it says that Jesus is not God's Son. In the Quran chapter 4, verse 171, it says this, O people of the Scripture, do not exaggerate in your religion, nor utter aught concerning Allah save the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, Son of Mary, was only a messenger of Allah, His word which He conveyed unto Mary, and a spirit from Him. So believe in Allah and His messengers, and say not three, cease. It is better for you, Allah is only one God, or is it removed from His transcendent majesty that He should have a son? His is all that is in heavens, all that is in the earth, and Allah is sufficient as defender. And so Muhammad basically says, don't say of Jesus, He's more than a messenger. Far be it from God's glory to have a son. Well, what does the Bible say God said? Matthew 17, verse 5. God's voice boomed down from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear Him. In contradiction and in direct conflict with the words of Muhammad, God's voice said, I do have a son. Jesus is His name. John said in John 20, verses 30 and 31, truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, why? That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name. All the miracles, all the dead people Jesus raised, all those He healed, the multitudes He fed, what does that prove? Jesus is the Son of God. And so, are we going to take God and the Bible and Jesus, or are we going to believe Muhammad? Friend, the best idea, the best facts, the best support is to go with God and the Bible. In the Quran, it is also said that Jesus Himself is not God. Chapter 5, verse 17, they indeed have disbelieved who say, lo, Allah is the Messiah, Son of Mary. Now, the Quran clearly says there, Jesus is not God, the Messiah is not the Son of Mary, the two are not the same. Well, what does God say? Jesus said in John 10, verse 30, do you remember? I and my Father are one. Jesus or Muhammad, who's it going to be? Thomas said unto Him, my Lord and my God. John 20, verse 28. Hebrews 1, verses 6 through 9. The Lord said to my Lord, here God says to the Son, your throne, O God, is forever. God called Jesus God. And so Jesus Himself is identified in the Bible as being God. And so it's not an either or. It's not a both and, it's an either or. Either I'm going to take Muhammad, or I'm going to take Jesus. The two are in direct conflict. Now, here's what's interesting about that. Remember what the Quran says about Jesus? He's inspired. He's a prophet. Well, Jesus said things that are diametrically opposed to the Quran. The Quran says He's not the Son of God. Jesus says He is the Son of God. If the Quran says Jesus is a prophet and Jesus contradicts the Quran, friend, more evidence to go with what Jesus and God say in the Bible and to disapprove of the teaching of the Quran as false and from Muhammad and the work of the devil. All right, let's consider some more evidence. Muslims, however, although many times they will say things that are in the Bible are not true, Muslims are encouraged actually to believe in the gospel. Chapter 5, verse 46 of the Quran, Muhammad, allegedly Allah, said, and we cause Jesus, Son of Mary, to follow in their footsteps, talking about the prophets, confirming that which was revealed before Him in the Torah. Now listen to this. We, this is all evidently, we bestowed on Him, on Jesus, the gospel, wherein is guidance and a light, confirming that which was revealed before it in the Torah, a guidance and an admonition unto those who ward off evil. And so here you've got encouragement in the Quran to say the gospel is from God. And so Muslims believe in the gospel. Muslims believe that Allah inspired Jesus to write the gospel. One of the actual six pillars in their belief of Scripture includes the Injil, the Jesus gospel. And yet there's only one problem. They will say, as is the case with every false religion who claims to have some affinity toward Christianity, they'll say, yes, we believe it, yes, it's from God, but it's been corrupted. Joseph Smith says that, Jehovah's Witnesses say that, Seventh-day Adventists say that, Muslims say that. They like it right up to the point that it disapproves of what they do. And so again, just clear proof that it's not from, that here we have proof that it's not from Allah, that the message of Muhammad is not true, and that you can trust in the Bible. Now, as we think about these things, and as we think about the message here found, can we know that Jesus and His teaching are true? Here's what we learn about Jesus and worship. In the Quran, chapter 5, verse 116, it is said, "And when Allah said, O Jesus, Son of Mary, did thou say unto mankind, take me and my mother for two gods beside Allah? He said, be glorified. It was not mine to utter that, to which I had no right. If I used to say it, then thou knew it. Thou know what is in my mind, and I know not what is in thy mind. Lo, you only are the knower of things hidden." And so he's in essence saying, Jesus here said, don't worship me and my mother. And yet, Jesus and God do say that. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, God says, let the angels of God worship him. And so you've got Muhammad saying, having Jesus say, don't worship me. You've got Jesus taking worship, accepting it. In Hebrews 1:6, God confirming that it's okay. And so who are we going to go with? Muhammad? Or is it going to be Jesus Christ? Concerning Christ's humanity, the Quran says in chapter 5, verse 75, the Messiah, son of Mary, was no other than a messenger, then like of whom had passed away before him. This and his mother was a saintly woman. They both used to eat earthly food. See how we make the revelation clear for them and see how they are turned away. Well, what do we know about Jesus? Just a man. Just like any other man, he and his mother weren't special people. He was just simply a man. He was a prophet, a covenant prophet, but just a man. Now, again, the Bible definitely does not teach that. Jesus is more than a prophet, more than a lawgiver. Jesus is the lawmaker. Matthew 26, verse 28, Jesus said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for many for the remission of sin." I want you to think about this. There's a very interesting passage in the Quran which ties Jesus to false worship. Chapter 57 and verse 27 in the Quran says this, "Then we caused our messengers to follow in their footsteps, and we caused Jesus, son of Mary, to follow, gave him the gospel, and placed compassion and mercy in the hearts of those who followed them, but monasticism they invented. We ordained it not for them, only seeking Allah's pleasure, they observed it not with right observance, so we give those of whom, them who believe the reward, but many of them are evil livers or evil doers." Well, what's all this about Jesus and monasticism? You know, as I study Islam and as I think more about it, I'm beginning to realize that this is an overreaction to another religion that was in place, becoming popular at that time, Catholicism. Now, Catholicism will teach the worship of Mary and of the saints and of other icons. And this was very popular, growing in popularity, during even the time of Islam. And friends, this passage helps us to see that this is happening as an overreaction to a false religion, not as a true message from God. All right, let's think about Jesus as the forerunner. In the Quran, chapter 61, verse 6, it says, "And when Jesus, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, lo, I am the messenger of Allah unto you, confirming that which was revealed before me in the Torah, bringing good tidings of a messenger who cometh after me, whose name is the praised one, yet when he hath come unto them with clear proofs, they say, this is mere magic. Now, as I think about this passage, we again have confusion in the Quran. Evidently, the Quran takes Jesus and places him in the position of John the Immerser, preparing the way for none other than Muhammad. And yet, that had already happened. John had prepared the way for the true messenger, Jesus Christ. Jesus wasn't preparing the way for anybody. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. Well, let's think about Jesus and what the Hadith, the oral histories, say about Jesus. In the histories of Islam, a very interesting passage here has Jesus basically reverted to a pig slayer. Now, let me let you hear it yourself. In one tradition of Muhammad, we read that no further prophets will come to earth until Isa, that's the name for Jesus, Jesus returns as a man of medium height, of reddish complexion, wearing two light garments, looking as if drops were falling down from his head, although it will not be wet. Here's what he'll do. He will fight for the cause of Islam. He will break the cross, kill pigs, and abolish the poll tax. Allah will destroy all religion except Islam. He, Jesus, will destroy the evil one. He will live on the earth for 40 years and then he will die. It says of the Son of Mary, he will soon descend among you as a just judge. He will abolish the poll tax. Now, how's Jesus looked at in the versions of the oral traditions? These are often held up right up there with Scripture. Jesus is seen as one who's going to destroy tax people, going to kill pigs, abolish crosses. Friend, that's just not what you see Jesus as in the Scripture. That's a perverted view of who Jesus is. All right, well, does it come down to this? Is Jesus or is Muhammad our mediator? The prophet said, Allah will gather the believers on the day of resurrection in the same way as they are gathered in this life, and they will say, let us ask someone to intercede for us with our Lord that he may relieve us from this place of ours. They will go to Abraham who will reply, I'm not fit for this undertaking, and mention to them the mistakes he made, and add, but you better go to Moses, a slave whom Allah gave the Torah and whom he spoke directly. They'll go to Moses who will reply, I'm not fit for this undertaking, and mention to them the mistakes he's made, and add, you better go to Jesus, Allah's slave, and his apostle, and his word, and being it was, and a soul created by him. Listen to this. They will go to Jesus who will say, I am not fit for this undertaking. You'd better go to Muhammad, whose sins of the past and future have been forgiven by Allah. So they will come to me, and I will ask permission of my Lord, and I will be permitted to present myself before them. This is found in the most highly acclaimed Hadith, Sahih Bukhari, and Muslims around the world believe. Not Abraham, not Moses, not Jesus, he's not fit for it. Muhammad is the true intercessor between God and man. Well, what does the Bible say? 1 Timothy 2 verses 4 through 6 says, there is one mediator, one intercessor between God and man, the man Christ Jesus himself. Here's a very interesting view of how Jesus is looked at in the books of the Hadith and the surahs of the Muslim faith. In volume 4, book 55, Allah's apostle said, both in this world and in the hereafter, I am the nearest of all the people to Jesus, the Son of Mary, the prophets, him and Jesus, are paternal brothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one. Friend, that's just not true. Jesus and Muhammad are not brothers at all. The message of Jesus is in direct opposition to the message of Muhammad. Jesus said, he is the only way. John 14:6. Jesus said, he is the only mediator. 1 Timothy 2 verses 4 through 6. Jesus said, he is that final prophet. Hebrews 1 verse 1. There is God who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Listen. Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Not Muhammad, but by Jesus. What's the gospel? The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That Jesus left heaven. That He gave all that up. That He came to this earth. That He lived as a man. That He lived a perfect life. Not a life fraught with error and sin like Muhammad's life, but a perfect life. That He gave Himself as a perfect sacrifice for each and every one of us. He tasted death for every man. Hebrews 2 and verse 9, that although He had no place to call His own, although He did not partake in the luxuries and the lusts and the pleasures of this world, His pleasure was to do the will of God. Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2, the Hebrew writer says that Jesus, for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. Muhammad is not God's son. He's not a prophet of God. He's not the Savior of the world. Friend, His messages and the evidence we've seen show that He's not true. Who is true? Jesus. Jesus is the truth and the life. John 14, 6. And so we ask you, consider the evidence. Look honestly at the evidence and see for yourself. If these things are true, then friend, reject Islam. Reject the teachings of Muhammad and put your trust in the only one who can save, Jesus Christ. Remember Matthew 1:21? It was said of Jesus, "You will call His name Jesus. He will save His people from their sins." Friend, will you let Jesus save you? Will you obey the gospel? Will you become a Christian, a member of the New Testament church? We hope and pray that you'll honestly and openly think about these things, and when you've examined the evidence, that you'll turn your attention to the Bible and submit to Jesus, the only one who can save.